The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the second hour of the Outdoors and Radio Show, first show of 2016, and we welcome you. And today's a bonus week. We're going to be giving away the CVA muzzleloader today. So we give you one more chance to get in the contest. That's a five-week deal. You can't beat it anywhere. But, of course, we were pre-recorded for 2 weeks, and so if you didn't get in on one of those pre-recorded shows, if you're out deer hunting or something like that, we'll give you this little bonus to get in, and we'll be giving that muzzleloader away to some lucky listener this week. As a matter of fact, this hour. So you need to call Bethany at 410-922-6680. Bethany's our producer. She'll take your name and phone number, and then all you have to do is go on the air. And that number again, 922-6680. 410-922-6680. 1-800-922-6680. Get in the contest and win a great CVA muzzleloader. Folks at CVA have been wonderful to us over the last 10 years, and website is CVA.com. I don't know if our last winner got his muzzleloader or not. It was shipped out over the holidays. I hope he received it, and we'll go from there. So the way it works is everybody gets a ticket number. We assign a ticket to everybody, and at the end of the when we decide to pull the ticket, Bethany will come in here. We'll shake all the tickets up in the official prize hat. And she'll draw a couple tickets because Bethany doesn't really care or has no investment in who wins the muzzleloader. And we'll pick a ticket and declare a winner. That's how it works. Everybody has a random chance to win. So it's 922-6680 is the phone number, 410-922-6680, WCBM 680. Let's talk to Jim in Middle River. Thanks for holding on during the break there. Jim, how you been?
I've been well. Still working when I can.
Well, good.
Right now, I'm standing there trying to get gas in this car to work.
Yeah.
But the only reason I got in the muzzleloader contest about 3 weeks ago when I called.
Okay.
Wanted to call and wish you a very happy new year.
Well, thank you.
And a safe and prosperous one.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. We hope so. Yep. We're declaring 2016 a good new year. 2015 was pretty devastating in a couple of ways it was good. I mean, the hunting coalition was off to a great start with victories in Annapolis. Personally, you know, looking back, we lost a couple wonderful and beautiful people. My daughter passed away July 1st, and a longtime friend.
I'm sorry to hear that. My condolences.
Yeah, thank you. A longtime friend and our head designer, our creative director, Donna Fisher, passed away in October. So two people close to me, you know, lost their battles to illnesses over the course of 2015. And we're just trying to get reestablished and rocking and rolling here for 2016, and we're looking very hopeful, buddy.
Well, I hope so.
Yep. So
yeah, my 2014 was like your 2015.
Everybody has a year like that. And when I talk to people, I mean, I hear about this kind of thing all over the place. You know, people lost both parents during the year,
yeah,
or you know, a son or a daughter, and I mean, it's all, you know, it's the cycle of life, you know. But
yeah,
a young person or somebody who's who, you know, you say it's not their time, but you know it is, and so
yeah, that's not up to us to decide.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
so you know, my mantra for 2015 was God has a plan, and it's going to be the same for 2016. So
that's right.
So yep.
There's two dates on the tombstone, the start date and the end date, but what's important is the dash.
Exactly right. Good plan, buddy. Good idea. So
you have a wonderful day, Alan.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate the well wishes. Same to you, buddy.
You're welcome.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. There is Jeff in Brooklyn. Good morning, Jeff. How are you, buddy?
I'm all right. I heard the caller earlier talking about the lack of geese.
Yeah.
Well, Tuesday morning, I seen the largest flock I think I've ever seen of geese flying over.
Were they high?
Yeah, they were way up there.
Yeah, yeah.
In fact, I heard them squawking, and I didn't see them at first, and I got to looking around, and I seen them. They were up there.
Way up there, yeah. Those high geese are indicative of the migrators, that's for sure. Yeah, they've been coming in all week. They've been coming in all week. Not the numbers we've been used to, though, because I'll tell you something. Driving around on the Eastern Shore yesterday afternoon, particularly in Talbot County, was not a pretty sight. There were some geese. Some of them were on the ponds. A lot of them were on the bay. But just not the numbers we're used to seeing. So
yeah, well, maybe they're coming in now since the weather's getting worse.
Let's hope so. Yeah, I mean, if you remember, we had a storm last year in Buffalo, I think in November, and drove some of those birds down early. You know,
right?
But now we've been waiting.
Starting to get snow up north.
Yeah, well, we've been waiting. So you know, here they are.
Well, there it is.
All right, buddy. Appreciate that. Thanks for calling in.
All right.
See ya.
Yes, sir. You have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye. Let's see. Who's that? Vic in Baltimore. Good morning, Vic. How are you?
Hi. Good morning, Alan. Man, let me take this thing off speaker if I can.
Yeah, that'd be great.
No, I believe in the muzzle-loading contest, and I need to look at the literature online.
Sure.
Hunting Coalition, but... anyway, this is an anecdote. I don't know, about 3 or 4 days ago, I was just sitting on my porch in Baltimore City, and I looked in the sky, and I must have seen about 80 to 100 looked like geese flying
south. Yeah.
So maybe that's a harbinger of things to come.
I hope so, man.
They've been up in Canada, and...
Well, they've been in New York and Pennsylvania too. They just didn't quite make it here. They call that short stopping. You know, they find those fields on their way here, and they stop and they feed and that type of thing. But yeah.
Yeah. Well, this was like I say, maybe 80 to 100 of them flying at a pretty good altitude, so they were making a long move. Whatever.
Yep.
Anyway. Well, yeah, I know you've had some losses over the past year.
Yep.
I had a 6-month stretch where I lost both parents back in the early 90s, so I know
sure.
what you mean. But look, Alan, I hope it's a much better year for you.
Well, listen, we're looking forward to it.
You know. Anyway, this is Vic the Flock.
Sure, I know. I know,
anyway,
Vic. I understand it.
Take care.
Yeah, Vic. Do you? This is a serious question. Do you know any psychologists? Not for yourself. I would like to be able to develop a psychological profile of a poacher.
Boy, I don't know. I don't have a lot of close colleagues.
Right.
In that, but. I do have somebody I can.
Well, just reach out to him, say hi. At you know, if you have an opportunity, no rush, no big thing. But there used to be a psychologist that called in frequently to talk radio, or was a guest. And I don't know if the guy moved away or passed away, but I need to talk to somebody about the psychology of somebody who does what these poachers do. So.
Yeah. You really wonder about that.
Yeah. So.
Oh, all right, Alan.
All right, Vic. Hey, listen, Happy New Year to you.
Well, I appreciate it.
Look forward to seeing you in Annapolis this year.
Yeah, really. I could get down there. I even have that cat.
Yeah, exactly.
The
Blazing Camo Day, February 4th coming this year. Yep, Bass Pro Shops.
You have to be there.
Yeah.
So, anyway, Alan, you have a good... I wish you a really good year.
Thanks, Vic.
Thanks.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye. There goes Vic. How about Lynn in Marysville? Good morning, Lynn. How are you?
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Same to you.
I wanted to tell you how much I appreciate all the things, activities that you do for hunters' rights. The government just keeps taking over more and more land and telling us we can't, what we can and cannot do on it.
Right.
And with President Obama pursuing executive action this year on gun control, who knows where that's going to end up.
Well, on Monday, you'll see the announcement. It's already out there in the Washington Post if you go online.
Is it?
Yeah, President Obama will press ahead with a set of executive actions on guns next week, despite growing concerns in the United States over terrorism that have dampened some Americans' enthusiasm for tighter firearms restrictions. No kidding. I would like to have a firearm to protect me and my family, given the climate in this country, part of which has been precipitated by this administration. I hope you agree with that. The president,
absolutely. I happen to work for the federal government, and
right.
Where I work, well, you're going to figure out where it is anyway. We have a lot of medical information about folks,
sure,
and they have been trying to get information out of us to use people that have designated as disabled,
yes,
or mentally incompetent,
yep,
can't accept their checks.
Yep.
They want our agency to give them that information so they can use that to deny those people
to grab their guns.
And we have fought them. So,
the president will meet Monday with Attorney General Loretta E. Lynch to finalize a series of new gun control measures and will announce his package of proposals soon after, according to several individuals who spoke on the condition of anonymity because the plan is not yet public. One of the main proposals Obama is poised to adopt would require some unlicensed gun dealers to get licenses and conduct background checks on potential buyers. I don't know of any of those people.
I don't know of any of those people either.
The change is aimed at occasional dealers, including some who sell online frequently or rent tables at gun shows but do not have a storefront.
Most of those people are licensed.
Exactly. It's a smokescreen. Lynn, it's a smokescreen.
Well, the NRA is going to sue them, and the courts are going to uphold it, and they're going to block them for the whole year, and then it'll be done.
We'll see what happens. Let's see what happens. This administration's so slimy, I don't know. I just don't know.
They lie. I mean, again, I work for the...
Yep, you said.
And you know what? I see them in action every single day,
yep.
And I wonder, what Kool-Aid are they drinking?
Good morning. Thanks, Lynn. Happy New Year.
Same to you. Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye-bye. There she goes. Brian and Easton, thanks for holding on.
Hey, Alan, how you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm good. Let me tell you a little something happened to me last night. I was coming away home from muzzleloading hunting.
Yep.
And going down through the woods there, something came out of the woods and hit the side of my truck.
Right.
Didn't know what it was, so I backed up and looked, and there was an owl laying there on the side of the road.
Oh, man.
So I got out and looked at it. It was a little screech owl, and it was dead. It wasn't tore up, and it was a pretty little thing, so I was going to take it home and show my wife.
Ah, that was your first mistake.
Well, anyway, put it in the truck, got down the road, about 10 minutes later, heard something, looked, and he's standing on the seat.
Yep.
He jumped up, flew across the dashboard, ran around, hung onto the back of the headrest. So it's time for you to go, buddy. So I opened the door and let him go.
Exactly. Well, you know what, Brian? Owls, hawks, and all those, even buzzards, eagles, vultures, they're all protected species. If you hit one, I'm sorry, you just got to leave it lay. I mean, you can certainly try to revive it, but don't take it home. It is a huge penalty, huge fines for taking and possessing those federally protected species.
Yeah, well, he's back in the woods.
Back in the woods now. Yes, sir. Well, good. I had to put that warning out there, but that is a great story, man. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Happy New Year.
You too, buddy.
It's one way to start it. See you. Bye-bye. Scott in Hartford. Good morning, Scott. How are you? Where's Scott? Scott had to go. Call back. All right, let's see. We got who's been on here the longest? Julie in Hamilton. Good morning, Julie. How are you?
Hi, how are you? Have a good new year.
Well, thank you. Same to you.
I just want to go back to what you mentioned about the overflow of deer, which consequently...
That was Canaan Valley State Park where you're not allowed to hunt.
Well, you know, I was really surprised. Several months ago, I watched a documentary about the greatest states in England, and come to find out, they have regular live-in game wardens.
Right, they do.
The sole job it is to keep track of the wildlife population, call when necessary, the overflow.
Correct.
End it up in the kitchen.
Right.
And it seems such a logical procedure, and I was surprised that we allow the animals to reach that point where they're being, you know, born deformed or something.
Well, this is the United States is not a huge estate type country. Let me back up, Julie. All right, that brings up a good point. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that brings up a good point. We have large landowners here in Maryland. We have landowners on the Eastern Shore, Southern Maryland, Eastern Shore, all across the state who do have large tracts of land. Okay. And their objective is to manage the deer herd because most of it's agriculture property. So they want to cut down on deer depredation on their crops. So they manage their property to keep the deer herd in balance.
Okay. That's good.
No, let me finish.
Oh, okay.
Okay. If these guys are hunters, they manage their properties for mature white-tailed deer, mature bucks that are allowed to grow. Large sets of antlers, and they don't harvest these animals until they're 4.5, 5.5 years old.
Okay.
So they prefer to have a quality animal. They prefer to have a mature animal and a robust herd. Well, these people are known to invest thousands and thousands of dollars a year in feed and supplements, to develop cover crops, to put food plots out, to invest in trail cameras to keep track of the deer on their properties. And then, in or out of hunting season, someone drives up the road, shines a light in their field, and kills a deer that they've invested 4.5, 5.5 years in.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Is that
proper behavior?
But you say no, of course not.
No, that's not management, is it? That's called poaching.
Right.
And that's why the Poaching Prevention Act has been drafted the way it is.
I understand.
I'm sorry, the Poaching Restitution Act. We've already passed the Poaching Prevention Act.
But what about on state land where there is...
That's the state's job to manage that. And guess what they do that with? They do that with the army of licensed hunters out there.
Okay. I was just surprised that...
Yeah, this is not a fiefdom. This is not England.
No, I know that. I just thought... Of course.
It's difficult to compare the two. A large estate in England with a full-time game manager as opposed to state property anywhere in the country.
So. I know. I just was hurt that, you know, animals are being inbred and not, you know, and being born deformed.
Well, that's, you know.
A better way of controlling the population.
Well, people like to see the deer. And they don't, and that particular part of West Virginia, I up until maybe a couple years ago, and I don't know what the regulations are, the state park wouldn't allow hunting. So
no,
that's the way it is.
I guess it makes sense to somebody. It doesn't to me.
No, of course not. All right, Julie, thanks for the call.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There she goes. Joe in Essex and then Brian in Pasadena. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Okay. Happy New Year.
Same to you.
I'd like to say one thing. I'd like to thank Elder Hogan for putting the Golden Age Pass back in service at the Dundee Marina.
And there you go.
And I like to say Scott at MSSA and Ed, a friend of mine, the yellow perch are back in Mill River.
They're back.
So apparently the fish kill didn't get the bigger females. They come in later. So good news.
Well, that's good. Are you telling me there's already a yellow perch run in Essex, or are these resident fish?
No, they weren't resident fish because there was a fish kill.
Well, I know about the fish kill. So you're saying we've got fish back in Middle River. We got yellow perch coming in there now, coming from wherever.
Yes.
Good, Joe. Appreciate that. That's good news.
Okay, that's all I really wanted to say.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
See you. Happy New Year again.
Happy New Year to you. Bye bye. There he goes. And Brian in Pasadena. Good morning, Brian. How are you?
Hello. How's it going?
Good, man. How about you?
Driving over to Chestertown to do some geese hunting. Want to say Happy New Year and enter the muzzleloader contest.
Well, Happy New Year to you. You're in the contest, and good luck out there today with those geese.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Bye.
Bye-bye. There he goes. Hey, the Great American Outdoor Show, presented by the Outdoor Channel, is coming to Pennsylvania Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. That begins on February 6th through the 14th. Ticket sales are now on sale. Tickets are now on sale at the greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. This is the world's largest outdoor show. It's a 9-day event celebrating hunting, fishing, and outdoor traditions. The show features 1,100 exhibitors, more than that actually, ranging from the shooting manufacturers to outfitters to fishing boats and RVs and archery to art, covering 650,000 square feet of exhibit hall space. There's a jam-packed schedule, too, including country concerts, fundraising dinners, speaking events, archery competitions, celebrity appearances, seminars, demonstrations, and so much more. Visit the website, greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. One more time, greatamericanoutdoorshow.org for details and get your tickets. Let me tell you about Clyde Sports Shop. Deer season is winding down here. I mean, the end of January is the end of the deer season, of course. But the firearm season comes back in this coming Friday and Saturday for most of us in Region B. There are two firearms, deer firearms, three actually, I want to tell you about. Number one is the best deal on a bolt-action high-powered rifle that you'll find anywhere. It is a AB3, an A-Bolt 3. It's a combination package. It's a black synthetic rifle, bolt-action, classic styling. Comes with a 3-9 scope from the folks at Redfield, and it comes with its own hard case. The combo package on this deal is great. Comes in standard, some Magnum, and some short Magnum calibers, you know, 243, 270, 30-06, 308, 7mm mag, 300 Win mag, and others. And you can get that firearm at Clyde Sports Shop at a great price. There's also the X-Bolt. If you want to step it up a notch, get a little higher quality bolt-action firearm from Browning, This is an extremely accurate bolt action big game hunting rifle. Doesn't come with a scope. You can purchase your option at Clyde's, whatever you want, a Nikon or a Leopold or whatever they have down there. Comes in all standard Magnum and short Magnum calibers, an adjustable feather trigger on the X bolt, and a detachable rotary magazine. It is a great firearm, and you will like the. I shot a bear with a Browning high powered rifle this year. So yeah, I like their products, no question about it. That's the X Bolt, the AB3, and finally the BPS pump. Comes in 12 and 20 gauge rifled barreled deer models. It features bottom ejection. Comes in that DuraTouch armor coating and Mossy Oak Breakup Infinity camo. And you'll have the scope mount right there with the deer model. It'll be on there, and you can choose your optics for that too. Now, if you do choose the BPS pump shotgun for waterfowl or small game or turkeys, it comes in 410, 28, 20, 16, 12, and even 10-gauge models. Check all the firearms out from Browning at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Website is clydesports.com, two S's in the middle. They're open 7 days a week, all major credit cards. You'll be glad you stopped in to see Clyde's Sports Shop. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. You know, Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools and your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your trucks. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Catonsville Linex, located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a battery warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the battery warehouse near you. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W. Tire and Auto.
Stay connected. Listen on AM 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com.
New frequency detected.
Paladin, Paladin, where do you roam? Paladin, Paladin, far, far from. Have gun, will travel, reach the card of a man. A knight without armor in a savage land.
His fast gun for hire heeds the calling wind. Do you know what I didn't do? I didn't give the phone number for Clyde Sports Shop during their last commercial. Now, we got another one coming up, and I won't make you wait. That phone number is 410-242-6108 if you want to check out those fine Browning firearms or their gunsmithing services or anything else. Clyde Sports Shop, 410-242-6108. We have a winner in the muzzleloader contest, the last winner, the December winner for 2015. That person's name is Matthew Farace. Matt Farace. Pulled ticket number 142 from Matt Farace, and we congratulate Matt. We'll reach out to him today and see what's what with that. Let's talk to Felix in Pikesville. Good morning, Felix. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
Good, buddy. What's up?
Well, cool this morning.
Yeah, a little bit. Good. About time, isn't it? It's January, remember?
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I got up this morning. Wow.
Yeah, good. I'm glad to hear it. I'm going to be anxious to get out there today, see how those deer react to this cold weather.
Well, they'll be waiting for you.
I hope so. Yeah, let's hope they're... That's the problem. They've been waiting for me. They haven't been showing up to greet me. They've been waiting. So, but that's okay. I've had a great year. I can't complain. I've had a great year. Jacob took a great buck on Youth Day, a nice 11-point, my grandson, and I took a good 10-point, a real nice big-body deer, a 10-point buck on the opening day of the deer season, and I've total of five deer so far this year. I've qualified for my bonus buck tag, so I'm good to go, man. I'm happy about all of that. So, yeah, can't complain. And a lot of people are complaining about the season, and I understand why.
Well, it's a little warm. But
it's been warm, yeah.
Out.
Exactly.
We can drag him in, right?
Exactly. So what's up there, Felix?
I just called in to – I listen to you every Saturday, and I'll call in and see if I get that muzzleloader hang over my
– Well, you missed it by a few minutes, and I'm sorry about that. We pulled the winner for the contest this morning. Yep, right before your call. But do yourself a favor and keep listening. We'll do it again next October, I'm sure. But, you know, we may have a contest here during the summer, too. We'll figure it out.
I'll be around.
All right, buddy.
I hope I'll be around anyway.
Oh, I'm sure. You have a good, happy new year.
You too. Now.
Thanks, Felix. Bye-bye. There he goes. 410 WCBM 680. Feel free to call in. I know, you know, there's not that big incentive muzzleloader contest hanging over your head, but we sure would appreciate the calls no matter what we do here on the air. And, you have to have some story on the hunting season or fishing season or looking forward to 2016. What are you looking forward to in 2016? That's a good question. That's a great question. I'll give you two dates you can put on your calendar. One is February 4th. It's a Thursday. You can join the Maryland Hunting Coalition on Blaze and Camo Day in Annapolis. Wear your Blaze Orange. Wear your camouflage. We'll give you a free hat. And you show up. You get to interact with lawmakers on that day. We stand on Lawyer's Mall. And we catch the lawmakers between buildings, between the House and the Senate. I think we talked to over 50 lawmakers last year, and they were pretty impressed with our orange hats, and we're going to do it again this year. There's a lot of things that are confronting us as hunters, a lot of challenges, and two of those initiatives are the Poaching Restitution Act of 2016, and I'm going to find something here and read it to you because it's a pressure. I'm going to give our listeners a preview of what's coming up. All right. This is a press release coming out next week. You may see it somewhere. You may not. You will see it on the Coalition website. This is a joint press release from the Havre de Grace Decoy Museum and the Maryland Hunting Coalition. And the title is Making the King of the Chesapeake the Official State Duck, a tribute to the regal canvasback duck. Havre de Grace, Maryland, the decoy capital of the world. Presidents and kings have hunted the world-renowned canvasback. Scientific name, Ithia vallisneria, on Maryland's portion of the mighty Chesapeake Bay. Skies would darken over the Susquehanna Flats at the height of their numbers in the 1800s when wild celery flourished. In fact, the canvasback's species-specific name, vallisneria, was derived from the specific name for wild celery. So prolific were their numbers that market hunters in the 1870s bagged as many as 15,000 canvasbacks each day and shipped them in canvas bags by boxcar to markets from Baltimore to Boston. 15,000, imagine that. The name canvasback may have originated from the early method of shipping the ducks to market. Ironically, it was the sheer numbers of these magnificent birds and their near annihilation that helped inspire Congress to enact the 1918 Migratory Bird Treaty Act, which empowered the federal government to set seasons and bag limits on the hunting of migratory game birds. Accordingly, in the 1950s, the 250,000 canvasbacks, or cans, that wintered on the Chesapeake represented one half of the entire North American winter population. Today, the Chesapeake harbors only about 50,000 canvasbacks, about one-tenth of the estimated North American winter population. Canvasback numbers have substantially declined for several reasons, notably the market hunting of yesterday and the degraded water quality adversely impacting the abundance of wild celery today. Market hunting has been addressed via the 1918 Act, but efforts are ongoing to restore the Chesapeake Bay, mainly via the federally mandated Total Maximum Daily Load, the TMDL. To achieve TMDL goals by 2025, officials calculate a cost projected at $14.4 billion. Their investment, they say, will reduce the nitrogen and phosphorus that is killing the bay, especially the vital seagrasses that so many species, like the canvasback, depend on for survival. Indeed, Maryland's most tangible return on its multi-billion-dollar Chesapeake Bay investment effort will be the return of the SAV, submerged aquatic vegetation. The cans should follow. Here's a quote. It's time to consider designating the canvasback duck as the official state duck. So says Havre de Grace Decoy Museum's executive director, Carrie Nicely, on behalf of the museum's board of directors. Whether hunting for the table or hunting for the market, this premier game bird for centuries sustained many a Maryland family through the long, cold winters. For that reason, the canvasback is the bird most often rendered in wood by decoy carvers throughout this region. With such official designation, the museum is hopeful visitors will be inspired to behold the primary wintering grounds of the canvasbacks, the Susquehanna Flats, and visit the museum to learn more of the region's unrivaled waterfowl history. Another quote, if Maryland's bay restoration efforts are successful, it's possible that someday great clouds of canvasbacks may again darken the sky. That's my quote. By declaring the canvasback as the official state duck, a designation supported also by the coalition, Maryland lawmakers will know their decisions in funding Chesapeake Bay restoration strategies and projects will measurably contribute, among other things, to the return of the most revered of all ducks in the Chesapeake Bay, the canvasback duck, known throughout the world as King of the Chesapeake. Wouldn't that be something? That press release is going out beginning of next week. We hope you'll see it in print somewhere. And you got to hear it first, ladies and gentlemen. What do you think? The canvasback duck is Maryland's official state duck. Can't wait. Can't wait. 410-WCBN-680. 410-922-6680. 1-800-WCBN-680. 1-800-922-6680 is our phone number. Give us your thoughts on that initiative. Yeah, working hand-in-hand with the Havre de Grace Decoy Museum. Bill Miles and I visited the Decoy Museum last week. We met with the Carrie Nicely there, she's the executive director there at the museum. We met with the president of the board, and we met with the secretary of the board. We discussed this initiative. The bill has been drafted in the Senate by Senator Cassidy, and I believe it's Senate Bill 27. We're searching for a sponsor in the House. I believe Delegate Marianne Lasanti is going to sponsor that bill in the House of Delegates, and we're looking, you know, forward to seeing the folks from the museum in Harford County to come and help with this collaborative effort, I guess I should say, to make the canvasback the official state duck. If you've never been to the Decoy Museum in Havre de Grace, you need to go, especially if you're a waterfowl hunter. You will be in awe. And I will tell you, the focus is on the canvasback. Sure, there are other ducks in Maryland. Sure, there are plenty of other birds there. But their focus, of course, is the flats. The Decoy Museum sits right on the flats at Havre de Grace. There's a walkway along the boardwalk from the lighthouse in front, down in front of the museum and down in front of the marina. You can walk that walk and take in all the sights. You can see, the ducks coming in. You can see the geese. You can see the otters. You can see whatever you need to see from the deck of the Decoy Museum. It's the most beautiful view from the second story, the best view of the Susquehanna Flats from the second story of the Decoy Museum. So proud to work with them, proud to facilitate this endeavor through the halls of Annapolis. And the folks at the Decoy Museum have been we've been working with them on this effort to make the king of the Chesapeake, the canvasback, the official state duck. So there you go. Let's talk to John in North Carolina. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good, and Happy New Year.
Same to you, John.
May this be better than last for many
people. Yes, you're right about that.
You had some tragedies. And
yep.
It seemed last year, maybe we're all just getting older. Last year, a lot of people lost either loved ones or close friends.
No question.
It was rough.
It was. And you know, you hear, you talk about, you know, you say, well, you know, my daughter passed away or something, and somebody will say, yeah, I know, my somebody, you know, has this or that, or, you know, we're working with people that are, you know, dealing with families and that have debilitating illnesses and, you know, tragic situations ongoing in their families right now. 2015 was a tough year for that, no question about it.
Yeah.
Yep.
But what I called about was the president's going to come out with some kind of unconstitutional, illegal.
Of course. Of course.
Comments. And here's the thing. It is so hypocritical. The same country that under his administration is importing terrorists is concerned about gun control.
Exactly.
They don't seem concerned about bombings. They're not concerned about any violence as long as we don't call it related to Islam. But they're going to crack down on legal, law-abiding gun owners. And honestly, my reaction at this point, given the state of this country, is if I feel a law is unconstitutional, I pretty much ignore it.
Well,
we can't count on the Supreme Court for interpretations because they make it up as they go, and it's very clear that they do.
Mm-hmm.
There's no legitimacy anymore.
We're going to have a fight on our hands, and I encourage anyone and everyone to join the National Rifle Association. And I don't know if you folks remember my comment on the Saturday after the election in 2012. Basically, I said this: if you are a gun owner or a hunter in Maryland, not to mention the broader in the country, but in Maryland, if you're a gun owner and or a hunter in Maryland, and you voted for Barack Hussein Obama to be reelected as president of the United States, you, sir or madam, are a fool.
I couldn't agree more.
And that was my comment.
Yeah.
So, looking back, I mean, I guess you can go back on the archives and look at that if you want. But I truly believe that if you could not see the forest for the trees, I'll tell you what. And here we are, as some famous reverend has been quoted as saying, the chickens have come home to roost.
Absolutely.
And I read the other day where the president has indicated that he's not about to be a lame duck. We wish he were. We wish he would just go play golf and shut the hell up.
As a minimum.
As a minimum, yes. and let the process take place to replace him in the chain of leadership in this country. I will tell you, this is going to be what he's going to do is try and take the focus off of what the other party is doing. And the other party is going to come out. They're going to overreact. They're not going to act with reason as they always do. And, you know, just continue to be taken off topic, which is trying to keep this country safe. You know, so it's like the guy that he's kind of like the kid that calls in the bomb threat to get a day off of school. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, hey, look over there, look over here. And in the meantime, the agenda continues. So, yeah. Anyway, John, I appreciate the call. I wish you much success and a prosperous new year. I hope everything goes well for you. And
now that the deer season ended here.
Yep.
It ended yesterday, last day. So
right.
Sometime when we have some decent weather, I'm going to get out my new muzzleloader and give it a try.
Give it a shot. Exactly.
Yep. Zero it, and I'll let you know.
You got it, buddy. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, John. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yes, John was the winner of the first muzzleloader contest of the year. It's time for me to tell you one more time about our friends at Clyde Sports Shop. I talked about all the firearms, the goose guns and the deer guns and that type of thing. But I will tell you, if you're looking for a firearm for home protection, personal protection, or for hunting, Clyde Sports Shop is the place to go. They don't all have only Browning firearms. If you're looking for a handgun, if you're looking for a shotgun, if you're looking for a home protection firearm, you've got it right there at Clyde Sports Shop. Of course, hunting season is winding down, but if you need ammo for goose hunting or, you know, for some extended small game seasons after this month, they've got it. They've got the archery tackle, too. And fishing season's about to kick off. You can get your license there. You can get your new line spooled on your reels. You can get all that stuff ready for the upcoming fishing season. All at Clyde Sports Shop. You know, the Maxxis shotgun for goose hunting, or the Gold Light 10 gauge, the AB3 that we talked about, the deer hunting package for bolt action rifle. They've got the 725 Satori sporting clay shotgun, over and under, beautiful shotgun. The BT-99 trap gun. They've got all the Browning Buckmark firearms, handguns as well. Check them all out at Clyde Sports Shop. Again, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They do offer licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, scope mounting, all of that right there at the shop. And now's the time to get those repairs made for the next season. Don't wait till a week before the season and expect your gun to get fixed or, you know, cleaned or whatever you need done. Do it now. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, 410-242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop.
Hey, Alan Ellis here for Bay Linex at Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. You know Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one, and they carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and Paint Match. You know what? Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did, Linux Bedliner, and truck gear accessories. Bay Linux of Glen Burnie is located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Of course, call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linux, located 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800.
Hey, we're back. Is that all we got, Bethany? Are we done? Are we done with the commercials on your end? Your recorded commercials? Good. Oh, you do? Okay. One more recorded commercial. Good. Probably from our good friends at W&W Tire and Auto Service. We were there the other day and wished them Happy New Year. And so got a couple callers on the line while we're waiting. Somebody texted me and said, "What are you looking forward to in 2016? You know, I haven't really thought about it that much. I look back at 2015 and I just shake my head, and I'm glad to see 2015 in the rearview mirror. I'm looking forward to a great 2016. I'm looking forward to a great 2016. I'm looking for success in the business, and success with the coalition in the General Assembly, and success with the hunters understanding what the coalition does for them and support from them. I'm looking forward to a great personal life in 2016. I'm hoping that things work out well, and I'm looking forward to just relaxing a little bit this year and enjoying things a little bit this year, and some great fishing adventures and some great hunting adventures and spending time with loved ones. That's what I'm looking forward to. And, you know, I talked to my aunt the other day. She's 87 years old, the last surviving sibling of my mother. All the others are gone. And, you know, she was full of hope as well. And despite hardships at the age of 87, you know, she's still coming on strong, living on the farm. And I guess I've got some of that spirit within me that, you know, I just can't be pessimistic. I've got to be optimistic. I'm looking forward to a change in administrations in Washington. I'm just looking forward to a great 2016. And I hope you all are going to be along for the ride. A great year for the Outdoors and Radio Show, a great year for the Maryland Hunting Coalition, a great year for the Maryland Hunting Quarterly, a great year for Maryland Loves Crabs Magazine, and a great year for me personally. So let's talk to Rodney in Parkville. Good morning, Rodney. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. Great to hear from you. I listen to you every week.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it.
I find you quite informative.
Well, thank you.
I had a question, please, about Obama and his gun laws. I own four weapons.
Right.
I keep here in my home.
Right.
And I don't hunt anymore since Vietnam.
Right.
I don't care to shoot at anything anymore.
Right.
But my understanding was they are just trying to regulate the sales of weapons with background checks. Is there something more pertinent that I'm missing?
Yes. Yes, there is. Yes, there is. All right. There, as we had a caller earlier who works in the government, they are inquiring. They're inquiring about the physical and emotional state of people who are supported by government programs. And they will come and seize those firearms if someone has been adjudicated, even though they may have a family, the gun's registered in grandfather's name, and grandfather's now in a nursing home. They're coming to get your guns. They do not want you to be able to pass those firearms from one generation to the next. They don't want you to be able to hand your gun to your son or your grandson without them registering that firearm and going through a background check themselves.
But I understand that that's doable with the simple statement in your will that you can pass on your weapons legally.
Now, I know, but they're coming after it. I'm telling you. Okay? As far as closing the gun show loophole, there are people that will walk around with a firearm on their back and say for sale. They'll walk through the gun show as a private individual. They won't have a table, and they'll get inquiries. Hey, do you want to sell that gun? Yes. And how much do you want for it? And so much. And they make the transfer, which is perfectly legal. Rodney, if I have a pump shotgun, if I have an 870 and I want to sell it, I put a notice up at the on the wall at the gun club, and somebody calls me, I hand them the gun. It's very simple. I don't have to go through a background check. They don't have to go through a background check. It's all very simple. Now, to protect myself, I always will make that person fill out their name, their driver's license number, and things like that. I'll get a receipt so that when I hand that firearm off, you know, I'll have a record of who it went to and as much pertinent information as possible.
But you're saying that everyone doesn't do that.
I'm saying that everybody doesn't do that, and it is perfectly legal not to do that.
Is there a site that I can read up on all this?
I'd go to the National Rifle Association, NRAILA.org, I think.
Okay, and all right, because I'm still confused about the legality of weapons, and I love weapons. Don't get me wrong.
Sure.
But I don't know.
If you're legitimate,
I don't disagree with the background thing. I think I'm saying.
Fine, disagree with whatever you want to disagree with. But
no, it's just a thought.
Or agree with whatever you want to agree with. If I want to purchase a firearm from a local dealer, I have to fill out a form.
Correct.
A 4473 form, and that
correct.
Dealer calls that form into the FBI.
Correct.
They do my background check right there on the spot, and I'm either approved, put on hold, or denied.
Correct.
Okay? So we have that system in place through Clyde Sport Shop or any other legitimate gun dealer. Even at the gun shows, the licensed dealers will call those guns in if you buy that firearm at the gun show. Okay? Now.
So I don't see anything wrong with going through the legal procedures.
For the most part, everyone does.
That's what I thought, but. I mean, I seem to be hearing that there's a great section of people here that in our country that...
Let's put it this way. The firearms that were used in the San Bernardino shooting by the two terrorists were purchased by a neighbor and handed to the terrorist. I don't know that they bought them from them. I don't know that they purchased them from them, provided the money for them, or what. But that guy had endured a background check, and he decided to contribute to terrorism. In my opinion, he's an accessory, and he should be charged.
He's being held accountable now.
Yes, of course he is. Of course he is. So, you know, the legal process is in place for that straw man purchase type of thing right now. Do we need more laws to crack down on private gun ownership? I don't think so.
No, sir. I don't believe so either.
All right. But, Rodney, we got to run.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call, buddy. See ya. Happy New Year to you, too. All right, we missed that. What do we got? What's the commercial? Tell me what the commercial is. W&W Tire and Auto Service. Okay, they're located in Finksburg, right? Yep. And we are going to recommend that you go to W&W Tire and Auto Service if you need any auto service this week. Check them out. Go out on 140 to Finksburg, look for the big American flag and the sign for WW Tire and Auto Service. And trust me, I get all my service work done there. They take good care of you. They're great people. And we'll just make up their commercial next week. If you see them, tell them I said that. They're great folks. All right, folks, it's time for me to say to you,